All right, folks. Veterans Committee of the Senate is convened. We have three bills on consent, AB 2521, AB 2870, and AB 3212. No, I'm sorry, 2870. And we are going to hear today AB 2790 by Chair Irwin and AB 3212. Let's call the roll and see where we're at. I don't think we have a quorum, though.
Yeah,
we don't. All right. Let's just proceed as a subcommittee. Assemblywoman Irwin, if you'd like to go ahead with your 2521, I mean your 2590, 2790.
I'm one of those. Thank you, Mr. Chair and members. AB 2790 would establish an Office of Internal Audits at the Department of Veteran Affairs and a Chief Auditor to lead that department. The Chief Auditor would be responsible to the Secretary for conducting audits and investigations of the department and to increase efficiency, improve operations, and reduce fraud, waste, and abuse. But the Chief Auditor would also be empowered to conduct investigation upon information from anybody, including legislators and veteran home residents. As it stands, the department lacks any division, office, or even staff position responsible for overall internal accountability. CalVet used to have an auditor, which was changed to an inspector general in 1999. It didn't last very long. The office was eliminated in 2040 in the Senate budget bill. In the intervening years, there have been numerous examples of bad planning and practice at CalVet that potentially could have even caught or could have been caught or prevented had the department had an internal auditor, saving substantially more than the nominal cost to find an auditor. There's been notable improvement under Dr. Imboschiani, but we need structural change to support improvement beyond changes in leadership. This bill would go a long way in making that change. Some would like to see the bill stronger, and others think that it grants too much power to the auditor, but I think we have the right balance here.
And who do they report to? To directly to the director?
To the secretary.
Okay. All right. Okay. Do you have any witnesses in support?
Good afternoon, Chair and members. My name is Seth Reeve with Reeve Government Relations. I'd like to apologize for not having a support letter in. We were working on getting a support letter with our clients, and I am recommending them to support this measure. Thank you.
Yes, Colonel Lorna Grease, representing Military Officers Association, California Council of Chapters. We support this bill.
Thank you.
Lorraine Ploss, American Veterans, State Legislative Chair. We're in support of this bill.
Very good. And do we have any opposition? Seeing none, do we have any questions, members of the committee? We do not. All right. Well, let's leave this one on submission until we can get a quorum. Would you like to go ahead and present your other bill?
Yes.
3212.
3212 updates and expands the California Military and Veterans Code to increase military consumer protections in order to more effectively safeguard our service members and families. Under current law, many of the protections in code quickly expire after a service member leaves active duty. AB 3212 will help those who struggle to reintegrate after returning from deployment by extending the time frame that service members receive protections against eviction and nonjudicial foreclosure for up to 120 days after leaving active duty. The bill also adds to our state's full-time active component personnel. Adds that our state's full-time active component personnel receive equivalent protections as provided under the Federal Service Member Civil Relief Act. We must do our part as state legislators to better protect these men and women after and in between their periods of service. And I have two witnesses with me from the Department of Justice.
Okay. Senator Dodd, we're on 3212.
Thank you.
And we have a quorum. Let's go ahead and establish the quorum now then.
Newman, Nielsen,
here.
Dodd,
here.
Weso, Wynn,
here.
Roth,
here.
Wilk,
present.
Thank you.
Thank you. Okay. The 2790 has been presented, but we've not had a quorum, so we've not had a motion. But Let's go ahead with 3212. Witnesses in favor?
Good afternoon, Mr. Chair, Madam Vice Chair, members of the committee. My name is Renika George, and I'm the legislative advocate with the Office of the Attorney General, Javier Becerra, who is the sponsor of Assembly Bill 3212. On behalf of the Attorney General's office, I'd like to thank Assemblymember Irwin for her leadership in this area and for authoring this important bill. AB 3212 is a sensible consumer protection measure that seeks to ease the legal and financial burdens placed on California service members and their families. This bill would do that by doing the following: updating and expanding the California Military and Veterans Code's military consumer protections in order to more effectively safeguard our service members and their families, modifying the California Military and Veterans Code to ensure that our state's full-time active component personnel receive at a minimum equivalent protections that are provided at the Federal Service Members Civil Relief Act, and by extending the time frame that service members receive protection against such perils as eviction and non-judicial foreclosure for up to 120 days after leaving active duty. Taken together, the proposed changes in this bill would go a long way toward better protecting California service members during the critical, including during critical post-deployment and post-separation periods. Today, I am joined by my colleague, Nick Akers, a member of the California Military Reserve and the Senior Assistant Attorney General for the Department of Justice's Consumer Law Section. He'll give brief remarks and answer any technical questions that you may have. Thank you very much.
Good afternoon. My name is Nick Akers. I'm the Senior Assistant Attorney General for the Consumer Law Section in the California Attorney General's Office. I've also served for 15 years as a judge advocate in the California State Military Reserve, much of that time as a legal assistance attorney for California Army Guard soldiers, airmen, or California Air Guard airmen, and military families. For the last 5 years, the Attorney General's Consumer Law Section has undertaken a targeted effort to protect California's military and veteran community. Our work has included outreach, training for active duty and reserve component JAG legal assistance attorneys and military financial counselors, and targeted lawsuits and criminal prosecutions under the Military and Veterans Code and other state and federal laws. A number of those cases are the direct result of referrals from our partners in the military and veterans community, particularly from Navy and Marine Corps JAGs at Navy Base San Diego, MCRD Miramar, and Camp Pendleton. And we've worked closely with the U.S. Department of Justice, the state and federal departments of Veterans Affairs, and other federal, state, local, and community partners on those cases. AB 3212 is a product of that experience and of the insights and feedback we've received from our partners in the JAG legal assistance and military financial communities, and from individual service members and military family members who've reached out to share their stories with our office. AB 3212 would improve California's existing military consumer protection laws in two ways. First, it would make existing law more effective by filling gaps that we've identified through our work, by ensuring that our laws remain at least as effective as the Federal Service Member Civil Relief Act, and by extending the duration of certain protections, including protections against foreclosure, eviction, and repossession, to protect service members who are transitioning back to civilian life. Second, it would extend selected protections, which currently only cover members of the Guard and Reserve, to cover members of the active components of the armed forces who are stationed in California. We respectfully request your support for this measure, and we'd be glad to answer any questions you might have.
Do we have any witnesses in opposition? Your support?
Still in support, yeah. Sean ahead. Hoffman with the California District Attorneys Association in support. Thanks.
Okay. Sir, come on.
Good afternoon, Chair members. My name is Seth Reeb with Reeb Government Relations, representing American GI Forum of California, American Legion Department of California, California Association of County Veterans Service Officers, California State Commanders Veterans Council, all in support of AB 3212. Thank you.
Thank you.
Colonel Lorna Grease, representing Military Officers Association California Council of Chapters. We support this bill.
Lorraine Ploss, State Legislative Chair for American Veterans and Vets, is in high support of this bill.
Thank you.
Afternoon, Senators. I'm Dean Gotham. I'm the first Vice President for the California State Council of Vietnam Veterans of America, and we strongly support AB 3212. Thank you.
Thank you. Anyone else in support? Okay. And any opposition?
Tweener?
Please. You identify yourself for the record?
Yes, I will. Good afternoon. I'm Christina Spagnoli with the Cal Bankers Association. We have a neutral, if amended, position. We have not written a letter of opposition because our goal is to get to a place where we can be neutral on the legislation. We had an opportunity to meet with the sponsors and the author's office on the bill. We feel it's an important bill. These measures were negotiated some years back, and it seems like it's timely to update them. We do have some logistical points we would like to address, and we have some definitional issues within the legislation. One issue is being able to verify the orders. In the legislation, it says we cannot contact the military officer in charge of the personnel, and we can't contact their their chain of command. And so our question is how do we verify? Some suggestions were made on how to verify. We looked into that, and logistically, it wasn't doable. So we'll continue those conversations through the judiciary process. Again, we're hopeful we'll be able to get through that. The other issue is the term military service within the bill. We'd like it to be defined as active military service. Again, that's a pretty simple definitional issue, and we think it's reasonable to be clear with throughout the language. So that if we as people who are banking attorneys get confused, I think a layperson could potentially get confused on that point. The other is a definite issue of good faith request within the legislation. We'd like that to be defined as, you know, an address for the creditor or email, because I know that there's a bill that's on consent today that allows electronic communication, et cetera. So we're happy to work with the sponsors on that language as well. The final one is a 30-day timeline that the bill implements on turnaround for the creditor. We feel that that's a very short timeline. When we sat down with the sponsors, they explained some of the practices that are being used right now that are predatory, and they're looking to protect these veterans and these active military service officers. And we definitely don't want to get in the way of that. We just want to make sure that we're able to implement, give an answer within 30 days, especially for our larger institutions that have more of a process. So we ask for 45 days. Again, we can discuss that with the sponsor in the author's office. The final issue we had has been resolved. We were concerned about some of the definition or some of the terminology around repossession, repossessions, and the author's office has committed to taking those amendments before the Judiciary Committee hearing. We're hopeful that we can get to a neutral position. I think that this is an important piece of legislation, and we appreciate the work that we've done so far.
Thank you very much, and I trust that you will indeed continue to work together. We have a motion by Senator Roth. Any other discussion by any members of the committee? Okay, hearing none, would you go ahead? And this will be the vote on AB 3212.
AB 3212 do pass, but first we refer to Judiciary. Newman? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso? Wynn? Wynn, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's five. It does pass out.
That bill is out. And do we have a motion on Assemblywoman Irwin's AB 2790? She has presented it. If any new member would like to have it, Senator Dodd, does any member who was not here for the presentation of that bill require any additional information? All right. Seeing none, we have a motion. Go ahead and call the roll on 2790.
AB 2790 do pass, but first we refer to Judiciary. Newman? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. That's five. It passes out.
That's out. Thank you
very much,
Assemblywoman Irwin. And now we would have the consent calendar. That is moved. That includes AB 1908, AB 2521, and AB 2870. Go ahead and call the roll on the consent calendar. Yeah. Senator Roth moved the consent calendar.
AB 1908, AB 2521, and AB 2870 will all have the same action, do pass, and be ordered to consent calendar. Newman? Nielsen?
Aye.
Nielsen, aye. Dodd?
Aye.
Dodd, aye. Weso? Wynn?
Aye.
Wynn, aye. Roth?
Aye.
Roth, aye. Wilk?
Aye.
Wilk, aye. Five, that passes out.
Thank you, members. That consent calendar is now moved out. Do pass. Thank you, members. We are adjourned.
Sure, I can take it. I can see that.